Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He died defending the Capitol. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and this morning, Officer Brian Sicknick's remains lie in honor there in an urn.
As new fencing topped with razor wire still encircles Capitol Hill, President Biden and the First Lady made their way to the rotunda where Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick is lying in honor. The two placed their hands over their hearts, the lawmakers he was protecting as well as his colleagues also getting a chance to pay a final tribute to Sicknick.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. After last month's Capitol attack, metal detectors were set up outside the House. That caused some controversy. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has an update live.
Dave, lawmakers who bypassed new metal detectors outside the House chamber now face a $5,000 fine. That's for a first offense. Fines could escalate to $10,000 if they do it again. Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern says the detectors are new, but the rules are not.
President Lyndon Johnson signed a law outlawing weapons on Capitol grounds back in 1967.
The fines were put in place after several Republicans went around the detectors claiming the screenings violate their constitutional rights. Dave?
Rachel, GOP senators are not happy. Democrats are moving forward on a $1.9 trillion Corona financial aid bill they think is too big. Using a budget reconciliation process they can't filibuster, it could pass next month without a single Republican vote. President Biden signed three more executive orders on immigration. One aims to reunite families separated at the border.
I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy.
He also wants an overarching immigration review. Senator John Kennedy tells Fox,
illegal immigration is illegal. Duh. Vetting people at the border, as every country does, is not racist. It's prudent.
A failure for SpaceX. A new rocket crashed 6 minutes after launch in Texas. The same thing happened in the first test of the Starship prototype 2 months ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with, and it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Some big news. Since Election Day, almost 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. You can trust Newsmax TV. Watch it for free anytime and go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Call your operator if they don't carry it. Plus, watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will spend the next 2+ years in a penal colony.
The charge against him is missing a parole hearing, when in fact he was lying in a coma, having been poisoned. He called the hearing a show trial ordered by the Kremlin. 900 of his supporters were arrested yesterday, 5,000 over the weekend, and 3,000 the weekend before in 70 cities around Russia.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Florida's Republican governor is taking on big tech companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Ron DeSantis says tech companies operate like a cartel, silencing anyone who disagrees with them.
These platforms have changed from neutral platforms that provided Americans with the freedom to speak to enforcers of preferred narratives.
And that's not going to fly in Florida.
Big tech has come to look more like Big Brother with each passing day.
The Republican governor proposing legislation to punish companies if they block political candidates from social media during an election.
A company will face a daily fine of $100,000 until the candidate's access to the platform is restored.
DeSantis in a news conference also called out Facebook and Twitter for banning former President Trump while allowing the supreme leader of Iran to spread hateful views. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
After a year with few of us going to the movies and a lot of us binge-watching TV stuck at home, the Golden Globe nominees will be announced in a little less than a half hour.
What will be prominent this year as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic is the dominance of the streaming networks, in particular Netflix, which this past year released the film The Five Bloods by Spike Lee and David Fincher's Mank. And they also had the year's biggest series in The Crown, Queen's Gambit, and Ozark. Last year, they led all studios with 34 nominations. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. Same with markets overseas. After 2 days in a row of big gains, the Dow surged more than 700 points. The Nasdaq's risen over 500. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. February 3rd is Wednesday. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, local Sharp and Kyocera premier dealer. Same great service, same great products. Call Greg Wolf today. Start saving money now. 3520428. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Enjoy it while it lasts. We've got sunshine and a high 35 today. 28 our low into the evening tonight. But tomorrow, as we approach 40 for the high, things will start changing up with that chance of precipitation and a low 17 on Thursday night. Partly cloudy with a high 28, low 11 for Friday. 23 to 4 below zero is the temperature range on Saturday, with some snow showers coming our way and carrying into Sunday morning. High 9, low 3 below for Super Bowl Sunday. Right now we're at 17 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, off we go on to Wednesday. Obviously, we got stuff from last night's 3-hour basketball game.
Go Illini.
3-hour basketball game. Are you kidding me? Well, that's what happens when you get 54 fouls called and have five guys foul out and have clock issues and everything else. Wow. I mean, it will, but wow, what a grind. Every game, it's just like, oh my goodness, this is hard. But the Illini not playing their best figured it out. What did we miss? A dozen layups, a dozen two-footers? I mean, as Coach says, sometimes the ball doesn't go in. And essentially playing without your best player, Io DeSumo got in foul trouble. Anyway, we'll cover all that. Nolan Arenado is a Cardinal. We got clips from Nolan Arenado. That's how you say the name. Arenado. That's what he said yesterday. So we'll get into all of that here coming up in just a few moments. I'm happy to welcome Bill McGinley, former White House Cabinet Secretary, now the Vogel Group Principal. Bill McGinley, nice to have you on, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Wow. You served with Donald Trump. Okay, so that must get you some sort of a tag. You must be a racist, bigot, homophobe. Something's wrong with you. I mean, have you ever seen anything like the last 5 years in America in your lifetime?
No, I have not. And to start with, none of those labels apply to me. And frankly, just about everybody I served with in the White House didn't have that. And I think that since Donald Trump was elected in 2016, starting in 2017 on Inauguration Day and shortly thereafter, I think the Democratic Party just decided that they were going to use all means possible to try and get him out of office. Including two impeachments. And so I think this is where we are. This is one of the most divisive tactics that any party can employ, and they're continuing to do it even now that he's a private citizen.
Well, they say essentially they blame the right for what they're doing. They're doing it, and they say the right, it is instigating an insurrection, and I can play you 5 minutes of the Democrats talking about punching him in the nose. I mean, it is such a lie. All this stuff is so frustrating. You've got so many people madder than they were in 2016, all because they beat Hillary, and you're not supposed to do that. He must have cheated. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, let's not forget that after Donald Trump was elected, January 6, 2017, yeah. House Democrats objected to the electoral votes from 11 states. So they engaged in the very activity that they're now complaining about after Joe Biden won the Electoral College. And so, you know, the hypocrisy is there. And let's also not forget the opportunity cost of the Democrats continuing to waste the time of Congress trying to convict in the Senate a private citizen, somebody who's no longer holding office. They're not dealing with COVID relief for families. They're not helping small businesses. They're not improving the vaccine distribution, and they're not getting the kids back to school. And so it's the American people that are paying the price for this partisan theater that the Democrats are putting on. And at the end of the day, members of Congress don't pay the price because they're going to have their health care. They're going to have their job. They're going to have their paycheck.
Yeah. Would you go back or are you glad to be out of that?
I would go back. I mean, I think, you know, serving the American people is the honor of a lifetime. And I was thankful that I had the opportunity to do it with President Trump. And yes, I would go back.
Would you please tell, and not that anybody on the left would believe you, but what is Donald Trump like when the doors are closed and you're actually doing a meeting?
A lot of what you saw in public is the way that he was in private. Very engaging, very funny. Really was somebody who always demanded results. He didn't want to hear about why something couldn't be done. He was always insistent on how is it going to be done. So that the American people can have an improved, you know, economy, stronger national defense, better foreign policy, and all of the other policy achievements from deregulation to opportunity zones to the First Step Act, which was criminal justice reform, and a lot of the other achievements that he had in his first 4 years that the Democrats don't want to talk about.
Is Donald Trump a good listener?
Yes. Yes, he is. But as I said, you know, he doesn't want to listen to somebody who can't back up their arguments for why something should be done differently.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear why things can't be done. He wants people to come in and talk about how they're going to achieve the results for the American people.
Alex Azar told me that he'd say, Alex, what do you got for me today? Today. He didn't want anything down the road. Do something today.
Every day, everybody had to wake up trying to make sure that the American people had a better economy and a stronger national defense. Mm. A lot of people will talk about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. But I think the deregulation, where we're repealing a lot of the onerous regulations that were placed on small businesses who are the primary engine of the American economy, I think was really one of the greatest achievements of the Trump administration, and also the legacy with the judiciary. The fact that he was able to get, you know, hundreds of judges placed into the judiciary, I think is going to be one of the legacies that he leaves behind.
Vogel Group Principal Bill McGinley, former White House Cabinet Secretary, a couple more minutes. Okay, what good will this impeachment do to the country? Is it even constitutional? Your lawyer.
I don't agree with the people who say that the precedent from 1876, where a former Secretary of War was not only impeached, but convicted, was not convicted in the Senate. They actually held the trial. It's important to note that he was not convicted. He received a majority votes for conviction, but it's a two-third vote requirement to convict to try and bar him from federal office. I don't think that precedent is availing for the following reason. The president occupies a special place in the constitutional scheme, being the head of the executive branch. We've never tried a president after they've left office. Richard Nixon resigned after the House Judiciary Committee reported articles of impeachment to the House, and the House did not proceed. So, from my point of view, I think that number one, impeachment is the most divisive thing that you can do in politics. Number two, unlike the English system, we don't impeach private citizens. It's a mechanism to remove people from federal office. For the reasons that the House lays out and the Senate convicts on. And I just think it sets a dangerous precedent that we're going to now have impeachment whenever somebody is unpopular, you know, the other party believes that they're unpopular. Let's not forget the House held proceedings. I think it was a two-hour debate on the articles of impeachment. There was no due process. There was no hearings. There was no witness. There was no factual record developed to be sent to the Senate. It was just a snap impeachment, and I think that is not a good precedent for the American people and the American system of government going forward.
Yeah. Well, it again, very frustrating for, you know, certainly people out here. There's no doubt about it. NYU, good news. NYU has said they did a study, and there's no bias from the tech companies. Okay. And it was funded by somebody who was on the left. And, of course, they say of all the suppression of conservative voices, it doesn't happen. So you just say the sky's blue. No, it's not. You're lying. I mean, that's where we are right now. It is so frustrating, yeah. Bill. It really is. It's just crazy time. How long will the impeachment go? Is this going to be quick? Are we going to get witnesses? What do you think?
Well, I think if the Democrats try to start calling witnesses after they didn't hold one hearing or allow the president to defend himself before the House, Senator Graham went on Fox News and basically said, you're going to open up Pandora's box because the Republicans are going to have the ability to call witnesses as well, as will the president's attorneys. if they start calling witnesses, it sounds like this could go on for weeks, if not months.
My goodness.
If they don't call them, it could be over pretty quickly. Remember, 45 Republicans voted to get rid of this, and that means only 5 Republicans crossed over. They need 17 in order to convict. So it looks like the votes are not there for the Democrats, and this is just political theater.
Bill, thank you for your service to the to America. We appreciate you and appreciate your minutes this morning. Hope we can chat again down the road.
Look forward to it, and thanks for having me.
Vogel Group Principal Bill McGinley, former White House Cabinet Secretary with former President Donald Trump. So I presume they'll impeach him and evict him from Mar-a-Lago? How do you do that? When you impeach a guy that isn't in government, say you can't go, you're grounded from golfing? Right. What do you do? You can always chime in, 359-2255. Facebook message us if you'd like as well. It is a quarter after. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin at bottom of the hour on this Wednesday morning. Oh, Illinois good. Wins. Illinois wins.
Yes, our seven-game losing streak in Bloomington has come to an end in a big way in overtime. The final was 75-71 over the Hoosiers. And we've got some audio for you.
Yeah, and by the way, I saw clips from the last win we had there with Bruce Weber as our coach.
Okay.
Mike Tisdale was our center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mike Tisdale's like 35 years old now. Nice. It's just like, wow.
Really, it was a tale of two halves. It was the first time in a while that I've been really, really upset with my basketball team at halftime. And giving up 41 points was not conducive to going to win on the road. And again, give Indiana a lot of credit. They were well prepared, and they really hurt us with some short rolls out of their ball screen action. We lost Durham early, and it was just we were lethargic.
Yeah, but it got on them a little bit at halftime. Uh-huh. Came out and played much better in the second half, and pretty much the game played without Io DeSumo, who's in foul trouble. Yep. Did not have a very good night, but that's the way it works sometimes.
Well, because the refs.
Well, Coach Underwood couldn't comment on that. Did not want to pay the fine. And you know what? We win the basketball game when we could have lost. And that was a three-hour basketball game. 54 fouls called in that game.
Wow.
So it was a great to win on the road. And Indiana's a good he called them a great defensive team.
Yep.
And so we win. 8-3, second in the Big Ten.
And the big hero to me, Trent Frazier with 19 points, but 10 in the last stretch there. Wow.
He scored 11 straight points and came up large when we were down 6 in the game on the line. He made 2 threes.
Yeah, talk about a clutch player.
And Andre Cabello, I got some clips from him coming up. That kid is something.
And Kobe with another double-double.
Kobe was
16,
tough.
16-10. Yep. That dunk looked awesome.
He about broke that rim. I mean, really, that guy, if there's going to be another backboard break in basketball, Kofi Coburn.
He's probably going to be
has
the guy.
Best shot at that.
That's right. Iowa over Michigan State. That final was 84-78. Wisconsin beat Penn State 72-56. Maryland beat number 24 Purdue 61-60.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss upset number 11 Tennessee 52-50.
Maryland's 4-7, and their 4 wins against teams like Illinois.
Right.
And Wisconsin, and they're all ranked. It just, they'll pop up and bite you. Man. Crazy.
So, we had the Pacers over Memphis. The Bulls are playing New York tonight. The volleyball team for the Illini against Penn State this weekend, but the Tuesday game has been postponed because Northwestern has some positive COVID cases.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Up to 35, down to 28. A sunny start, partly cloudy tonight. Up towards 40 tomorrow, but down to 17 with precipitation coming our way. Friday, we're up to 28. By Sunday, we're only up to 9 and down to 3 below.
Oh, boy.
Right now, we're at 17 on ESPN 93.5.
I always like saying minus 2 because it reminds me of Elvis. It's 2 below.
I see.
You know, whatever. Make something out of it. What's the temp again coming up Thursday
right
tomorrow?
Right now, 17.
It's 17.
Tomorrow's 40.
Okay, I need to melting on the north side of my house, please.
Okay.
Okay, weather brought to you by Fresh Coat Painting, done right. A fresh new way to paint, freshcoatpainters.com. A little more Brad Underwood, a little Andre Carbello, and also Nolan Arenado. Let me play some of those clips from yesterday's presser.
Sounds good.
We'll do that next. ESPN 93.5 Fox Business Minute. It's coming up next.
You're a champion of your community. contributing to the success of local businesses, supporting neighbors through challenging times, volunteering to serve kids and families. At Busey Bank, we are proud to be part of your team, reinvesting in our neighborhoods and enriching our communities. Busey Bank, a proud partner of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to meet with other financial regulators to discuss market volatility after the jump in Swoon and GameStop and other stocks traded by investors connecting on social media. She's expected to talk with the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission and the heads of the Federal Reserve and Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Amazon shares are losing ground after founder Jeff Bezos announced he'll step down as CEO while remaining chairman. However, analysts at KeyBank Capital are predicting Amazon shares will eventually go up more than $300 from yesterday's close. Swedish truck maker Volvo is reporting a stronger than expected quarter, though it's dealing with a shortage of computer chips, which could impact production of its trucks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9 volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job. Okay, so 40 tomorrow, meaning wet. I just do the floors like every third day now because the dogs.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
That's right.
Not worry about wiping paws.
Mm-hmm.
It's way past that.
That's right.
CMI can help. And they know that safety is a big concern during winter when customers, vendors, coworkers are coming in and it's wet. Right? You have mat program that could work well for you, but it's just you're gonna track, and if you have like non-carpeted floors, people can slip. Make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone. Go local with CMI. Betsy and Brad Parks, visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign, or check them out online, CMIclean.com. Or call 359-6262. Derek Piper from The Drive with Lon Tay. Trevor Valise was in Bloomington last night.
Hey, Coach, I know you talked about finding different ways to win games and how they can maybe prepare you down the road. To be able to close it out without your closer in Io, what do you think that said about the team?
A lot. You know what? And at the end of the day, This game could resonate a lot because we didn't have him. And we played with a good portion of the second half without him. And Io had a tough night. And Indiana deserves a lot of that credit. But Curbelo, I thought, controlled the second half.
He sure did. Andre Curbelo, freshman.
Hey, Andre, to get that gutsy win on the road, it was nearly a three-hour game, had to do it without Io in overtime. Just what's that locker room like, and how did you guys pull that out?
It was a tough one, obviously, as everybody saw. You know, we didn't have our best player out there. But that didn't matter, you know. It was an ugly first half. Ugly game overall, but at the half, coach, you know, y'all know what happened, screamed at us, yelled at us, but you know, as good players that we all are, we don't take that. We didn't take that as a bad thing. We just took that as a positive thing. And you know, we just turned up in the second half. We came out with more energy, more passion. We wanted to go. We wanted to get stopped. We got them. You know, went into overtime. Like I said, we didn't have our best player, but that don't matter. We have, you know, we you know, a lot of credit to him. You know, he's a great player. Fortunately, fouled out, but. We got a lot of guys in our team. I think that's the greatest team. The greatest thing we have in our team.
Yeah, Andre Cabello last night just getting better. And he still makes mistakes, but man, he's got some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He really does. Illinois wins the basketball game 75-71 in overtime in Bloomington. Indiana scored two baskets in the last 11 minutes of play.
Well, Charles and Fisher talks about the refs, how they should have been fired at halftime, and how they performed a how-to on completely disrupting the flow of basketball.
Charles and Fisher, I'm 100% in agreement. I mean, it was awful. 54 fouls called. They were bad, and anything could happen when you just inconsistent, which is the worst thing an official can do. The foul on Georgie to foul him out was ridiculous. Dan Dockett said that was a terrible call.
Mm.
And then the foul out on Io, I thought the guy kind of moved under him. It wasn't. Anyway, we won.
Yes.
Figured it out. Illinois wins. We're 8-3. We play Wisconsin. Is that Saturday?
I haven't even looked at that.
Here in Champaign-Urbana this weekend, we got Wisconsin. And they'll be tough, and they're all tough. And that's just the Big Ten this year.
Yeah.
All right. Nolan Arenado is a St. Louis Cardinal, the owner of the Cardinals, Bill DeWitt.
We're obviously very pleased with the acquisition of Nolan Arenado. When we realized that Nolan was potentially available, we made every effort to secure him for the Cardinals for the upcoming season and for a long time beyond that.
President of Baseball Operation John Mozeliak.
But at this time, I really want to just welcome Nolan and his wife Laura to the city of St. Louis. This is an amazing day for them, for the Cardinals, and I can't tell you how excited all of us are for seeing this type of talent, this type of player, this type of personality joining our club.
You betcha, Nolan. He says it's Arenado. Arenado. So that's how I'll say it.
Okay.
That's how he says. I was saying Arenado. It's Arenado. Okay. Nolan Arenado, the new Cardinal, number 28 at third base.
Once I heard that it was done, I was, you know, I'm thrilled. You know, I'm very excited to join this team. You know, it's a bittersweet moment, right? You know, I'm going to miss some of the boys on the Rockies. You know, I got to know them, got to know some of those coaches for a long time. And I've known a lot of them since I was like 18 years old, you know, and I'm 29 now. So, you know, I have some relationships that I'll cherish for the rest of my life over there. But coming to a team like St. Louis with great players and great history, it was, you know, I'm just super excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. Mm-hmm. The most interesting factoid I got out of that presser yesterday, and I think it says a lot about this player, Nolan Arenado has vacationed with Matt Carpenter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Nolan, come to St. Louis and take my job.
I see.
I think that shows the large nature of the character of Matt Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I obviously know Paul Goldschmidt. He's a good friend of mine. And I have admired watching Yadier Molina play. All arrows are pointing to something happening with that by the end of the week. Who wouldn't want to be part of this excitement? Come on,
Cardinals.
Come on, Yadi.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you own a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden and the First Lady have gone to pay their respects to police officer Brian Sicknick. He was killed in the riot at the Capitol last month. His remains lay in honor at the Capitol Rotunda today.
Only four other people in U.S. history have lain in honor at the Capitol, including two Capitol police officers shot and killed during a shooting in 1998, civil rights icon Rosa Parks and the Reverend Billy Graham.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The president has signed three executive orders or actions on immigration, one creating a task force to reunite children separated from their families at the border, a policy the Trump administration put in place, the president says.
With no plan, none whatsoever, to reunify the children who are still in custody and their parents.
He's also ordered a review of legal immigration and border security policies. President Biden has now signed 28 executive orders in his first 2 weeks in office. FDR signed the most in his first month with 30. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, if you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, you know where to go. Campus Town Urgent Care has it. Green and Wright in Champaign, and Tom Plura calls people that are positive within a half an hour. You'll know before you leave your car, and you never do have to get out of your car for this. But you'll have to make an appointment to go to covidtest.center. Appointments are quick and easy. Again, you never leave your car. You'll get your results in 15 or 20 minutes. And then you don't have to, like, miss work for days waiting.
Right.
And then the anxiety tied into that.
I know.
What your life is going to be like in the attic. During this emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no copays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Again, if you want to go and get a test today, go to covidtest.center, and then you'll know in minutes whether you're just fine and whatever it is, it isn't coronavirus, which is what you need to know. Again, when Tom gets that vaccine and it's our turn, I think he's going to give us the shot on the air. So Facebook Live it or something.
Okay.
COVIDtest.center. Book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin on this Wednesday next.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things. As well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to servproofchampaignurbana.com. For more information.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
The Long Branch is open. If you're tired of eating out of styrofoam and ready to dine in, come to the Long Branch Steakhouse. Enjoy eating off a hot plate again. Incredible steaks, prepared how you like it, sides and salads included in your meal. Come to Gifford if you're ready to get out and have a steak, how a steak should be prepared, and exactly how you like it. You miss the Long Branch Steakhouse, and they miss you. Come tell Donnie, Hunter, and Taylor hi. The Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in beautiful downtown Gifford.
And as you think toward Valentine's Day, Long Branch Steakhouse, Valentine's Day is on Sunday, but Donnie's going to open on Sunday.
Good idea.
For Valentine's Day, but get your reservations at Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford today.
And you could do it all week.
Yeah, sure, any another day.
Right
another
now.
Day. Sure, right
it's
now.
All good.
Yeah. Any day around.
Well, show your sweetheart you love him anytime.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years at Busey.com.
We've got a high 35, sunny to start, 28 our low tonight, partly cloudy, up towards 40 tomorrow, down to 17. Then the chance of precipitation, the winds will kick up, high 28, low 11 for Friday, high 23, low 4 below 0 on Saturday, only up to 9 on Sunday, down to 3 below 0 with snow showers predicted. Right now the temperature's at 17, ESPN 93.5.
On Wednesday morning, we get Brother Johnny on. He ducks out of Bible study for a few minutes in New Orleans. How's your weather in New Orleans, Johnny?
Oh, beautiful 50. It's going to be about 60, and it's all clear. Nice.
Yeah, well, enjoy. It's our friend Ed Martin. Ed is president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, a lawyer, advanced degrees, New York Times bestselling author, Phyllis Schlafly's last hire, the great late Phyllis Schlafly. Ed, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm actually in Florida, Sarasota, so the weather is going to be a high of about 65 and sunny. So I didn't come down here for spring training, but I might have after the awesome news out of St. Louis.
Yeah,
the
Johnny,
St. Louis Cardinals.
We got the best third baseman. Nolan Arenado is a Cardinal. He's a 5-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glove. He hits 35 to 40 home runs, over 100 RBIs. He's just and a great guy, and he joined the Cardinals, and that's been big news up here. And I know Ed's been following.
How much, Stevie? How much? Did you find out the number?
You know what the deal is we gave away a fifth starter pitcher and some mid-level prospects. Well, we gave him our seventh best prospect, but the Rockies are giving us $50 million to help with the $200 million owed and baseball. You should hear what the Colorado Rocky fans are saying. Oh, boy. Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
One of the things that's great about the Cardinals is I knew this when they have this relationship with players that come and then want to stay. You know, they're not. Yeah. Nolan had said he wants to win, and so he hasn't been winning. And so for the last few weeks, as the people are talking about, they're like, "Hey, he wants to come," and he already said that. He said, "I want to come here. I got 4 or 5 years in this contract, but I want to stay here." So the Cardinals, I think, will sign Yachty again for at least another year, Adam Wainwright. So, again, they're not going to be an overpowering team, but they're going to be a really strong team now. And, the Cardinals' management makes it nice for fans like me, so I'm happy.
Yeah, we're pretty jacked up here. ESPN, the home of the Cardinals here on this radio station. Okay, we begin with, I guess, the impeachment. What good does it do America to go through, and what do we ground him from golfing in Florida, or do we just remove him with a pert walk from Mar-a-Lago? What's the point? Is it constitutional even to do impeachment of a president who's left?
Well, look, first of all, the unconstitutional part, it certainly seems sort of outside of what the Constitution meant. It is, though, I would say, a political tool. So you can be stupid politically and even seem extra constitutional and get away with it if you're in Congress. They do a lot of things that, you know, that people don't realize. You can't impeach congressmen, congresswomen, or Senate members. They can only police themselves. You're seeing that right now with this fight over Marjorie Taylor Greene and Liz Cheney. So I think they'll go forward. Here's what really happened. Pelosi rushed that thing through before anything was known because she wanted the final days of Trump's administration to be colored that way. And then things started to come out, and it was clear how things played out. And I didn't think anybody thinks this is a reasonable or legitimate process, but Schumer stuck with it. And people don't realize Chuck Schumer, now the majority leader in the Senate, he's got a great fear of a primary in his next race in 2022. So he can't be too open to reasonableness. He's got to stay out there. So it will be a show trial. It will be dumb. It will convince the 74 million people who voted for Trump and the 25 other million who believe in Trump that he's the only guy that could take on the swamp, and life will go on. Nothing will come of it.
Well, and I think just to put an exclamation point on that, if our great Chief Justice John Roberts won't even go, he wouldn't go over there to do it.
Yeah.
I think that tells you a lot about it
right
there.
Yeah, right.
But I think, Stevie, it's a shame. And, you know, I used to read about the Bolshevik Soviet Union, and they'd have these kangaroo courts, and it seems so sad. And what a kangaroo court that is. What a joke. And wasting time like that with things we got going on. But it's not anything you wouldn't have predicted. And it's right. Just what about what I would expect, and it's a shame. But, and by the way, there was no official voter fraud. But I think Trump had 81 million if you add in the Dominion factor, Ed. But that's just kind of a moot point.
Well, let me play a clip. I talked to Bill McGinley a little earlier, former White House cabinet secretary. I asked him what Donald Trump is like in a meeting with the doors closed.
A lot of what you saw in public is the way that he was in private. Very engaging, very funny. Really was somebody who always demanded results. He didn't want to hear about why something couldn't be done. He was always insistent on how is it going to be done so that the American people can have an improved, you know, economy, stronger national defense, better foreign policy, and all of the other policy achievements from deregulation to opportunity zones. To the First Step Act, which was criminal justice reform, and a lot of the other achievements that he had in his first 4 years that the Democrats don't want to talk about.
He also said he was a very good listener. So, again, what was true, what's factual, I don't know if history even get this right, Ed, but, man, he just wasn't what he was depicted to be.
No, and you know, looking back now, you say I had a conversation this morning. They're now starting to look closer at some of the data, some of the places where you expected Trump to do better in terms of voting. And look, I think years ago, Stevie J, we should go back and find the tape. I think I told you and your listeners, it was Trump exhaustion syndrome that was more troubling because the media made him out to be so difficult, so cantankerous, so upsetting, so blah, blah, blah. People just kind of wanted... you know, Joe Biden seems sort of lighter. I mean, more normal. I don't know. Now we see in office that Joe Biden is the opposite of Trump. Trump, well, and one thing that gentleman didn't say, Trump was engaged in everything. And if you got on Twitter and made noise, Trump engaged it. What Biden is doing is I don't know, is he in the Oval Office for 3 or 4 hours a day? He just signs what's put in front of him. And we basically have Susan Rice and a few others running America to the far left. So, you know, be careful what you hope for, America. You want a little less Trump energy and a little less Trump chaos. You're just going to get one after another actions to the far left. And but I think, look, I think history will show that Trump, again, he didn't get any wars. The economy was booming. And then we're hit by this COVID thing. A lot of what history will be is how they really understand what happened with this pandemic and where the fault lies, because that clearly had a role if only because it allowed the left to cheat on elections through mail-in ballots. That was the biggest thing they used, is we got to have COVID mail-in ballots to protect COVID. So I think future will be generous to him, but it's a little too soon to know for sure.
Yeah, I think that he's easily one of the better presidents that we've ever had. And if we don't figure something out about mail-ins, we will never have another president as good. And I won't say like him, because I don't want anything like him, because the image they were able to paint with 5 years of just relentless onslaught. And the striking thing about that, too, Ed, in terms of a media or a propaganda machine, not one thing. I don't think I heard him say one good thing about what Donald Trump did, whether it was to get the vaccine ahead of time. They were disparaging the vaccine. They were actually Stevie, on Trump for saying you'll have a vaccine before the end of the year. How could it be false hopes? We'll never get. They were on him until the vaccine came out. Then they all got it. And they're like, and then not another word about it. I've never seen anything like it.
No,
I think we're in trouble on it as far as history, because they'll change history if we don't change them. And I think we saw through it. I think the Americans did make a big statement, and it was taken away artificially. That's what I think happened. So,
all right, so we have 47 executive orders. One thing about executive orders, the next guy can bowl right through it and, you know, knock them right out, just like he's doing with the Trump stuff. So, and I guess Donald Trump did that with some Obama stuff. I mean, should we be, he's got more executive orders than the last 10 presidents combined, Ed, in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is always tough, you know, when the Republicans have their guy in. They say, oh, my gosh, you know, thank goodness he's there. He did X or Y by executive order. We believe in that. You know, one of the most famous to me was Obama says, looks at the public and says, I can't fix the immigration problem. And then 6 months later, he says, with a phone and a pen, I fixed it by executive order. That was the DACA, the Dreamers thing. And then Trump came in and said that was improper, and he reversed it. And then they went to court and said, you can't reverse something that was done by Obama. And anyway, so I do think we're in a dangerous spot. And then part of what I agree with you're bringing that up is they don't need the government. They don't need the Congress. And Congress has been so feckless and so silly and so dumb and so corrupt that, in fact, I think Biden is betting that the American people don't really care if Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, and McCarthy object, because they know how bad the swamp is, which is very dangerous. Because, you know, we're seeing things like, here's an example, the militarization of D.C., you guys have never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm here in the swamp, you know, every day. They've got barbed wire around the Hart building. The Hart building's an office building. This isn't exactly the archives. It's not the Constitution. It's not the Capitol. It's an office building. They've got this militarization. They're going to keep 7,000 troops in Washington, D.C. They're spending their time. Department of Homeland Security put out an advisory, not an alert, saying be aware of domestic terror.
Wow.
And they said, we have no indication of anything, but we just want you to be aware. I mean, we're talking about people that are feeling their oats, as my grandmother would say, about the power they have.
Yeah.
And the American people need to feel it and realize what's happening. It's a scary time. I think you can't sugarcoat what we're seeing. And let me just finish. I'm sorry, it's a long answer. Susan Rice was in the White House in the Obama last days, and she was shown to be the woman who targeted Flynn and unmasked 35 Americans in the last 60 days because she wanted their names out there from the national security. Not only was she, and she's the one that did Benghazi, she said it was a video, you know, all these lies. Not only was she not, you know, she wasn't even prosecuted, she wasn't even, no one even tried to hold her accountable legally, but she wasn't vilified. And in fact, today she's in the White House running the Domestic Policy Council, basically running government. So if you think being a bad actor and a nasty bureaucrat is going to be not even punished but rewarded, guess what you're going to get? A lot more people that go, I'll be a nasty, brutish bureaucrat because I'll get rewarded. That's the fear I have.
Mm. Well, I can tell you too, Ed, that I hate to say it, but if Martha Stewart is a criminal and went to jail for 18 months, then I don't think you'll find anyone up there who's not a criminal. I just don't think there is one.
Right.
As far as that measure, it is a different standard. To some extent, we give them a pass. We would expect that. But it's gotten to be so ridiculous. And none of the stuff we've been hearing about and seeing is ever going to come to anything. And you just get away with whatever they want. But I think they feel their power, Stevie, because they have their power.
Yeah.
If they can decide the outcome of an election, polls don't matter, and what we say doesn't matter. We have to. Whoopi was right. Just suck it up. This is the way it is.
Yeah. Well, so what is it? And I know this is a philosophical and way out there thought, but if 78% of the country has asked for term limits, is there no way to get it done? Even if you say to the current occupants, this doesn't affect you, it's what Johnny did in Louisiana to get it done, can we not have that? And over the course of 50 years, wouldn't that be better for America to have a constant change of new blood in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm for term limits. I agree with you. And I think it's more likely that it keeps passing at the local, you know, the state level. But I'll tell you, I'd love to have it. I'll just tell you my realistic assessment. The swamp is so powerful. The money is so powerful. The special interest is so powerful. The incumbent class is the class that matters. The people, I don't see how it gets done. I just don't see how the will is there to do it. And now imagine who are the leaders in the Congress. You need guys like Ted Cruz and others to actually lead on it. They almost always just say nice things and move on. You know, they're not serious about it. I like Ted Cruz. He's a conservative enough. But you know, by the way, I'm just to drop in here. I'm down in Florida, I mentioned, and I spent yesterday with General Mike Flynn. And General Flynn, who is emerging now after all this time, first of all, he would tell you about how he was targeted. He's writing a book about it, which will be extraordinary. But also he would tell you just what Johnny said. If you don't straighten out the elections and straighten out big tech, you're not going to have a free and fair election again. And so right, I think a lot of people, right, whether it's term limits, whether in Missouri and Kansas in the last 48 hours, they've passed some first rounds of some election reform, whatever it is, the problem is, it's back to term limits. The incumbent class always thinks they're smarter because they won. And so they're sitting there and they're saying, well, election reform can't be that bad. I won my race. I'm a state senator from Missouri, right? So you have this psychology of the incumbents that you have to overcome. But if they don't, as General Flynn said, he'd know better than me, you're not going to have a free and fair election in America. You're just not going to have it.
Well, it's more, and it's also just the whole psychology of leading and serving. So the idea was you actually give up what you're doing in Missouri or Illinois for a few years to go help what's good for the whole country. Without term limits, right, it's your new shot at power. This is my career now. No one can get me out of here. And that's basically accepted as, well, of course not. That's your job now. So it's a complete, and the people in it, when they're only going to be in it for 6 years, they're going to go back and live with whatever they've done. So they're not going to take people to the cleaners because it's just like kicking yourself. So it's definitely a more pure and a much more republic way to go. But Ed, you're so right. And listen, those lobbyists and the people around our incumbents, they'll never let them out. I mean, that's who they've worked for years. So they don't want a new kid on the block coming saying, mm-hmm, hey, what do you want? I don't have time for you. And so it's a big machine.
Yeah.
And it's hard to change people.
Just the last thought, and I'll let you guys go. I had former Ohio Congressman Jim Renisi on yesterday. And he's a good guy, interesting. And he said something kind of compelling. It stuck with me. He said, when I got to Washington, I walked around and said, wow, I'm here. I'm a congressman of the United States of America. And then he'd look at some of the other congresspersons, people, and he'd said, how did they get here? There's no rocket science. There's no rocket science in the building. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, they're not as impressive as he thought they would be. And I said, well, I guess that tells us a lot as well. Guys,
one real quick thing. I wonder if you went back to the founding father, the Continental Congress. I know we look back now and say these founders were all extraordinary, but some of them probably were just like you and me. And my quick follow-up on that, I went to the RNC. I won the Missouri Republican Party chair by beating the incumbent who was on the executive committee of the RNC. I get to the first RNC meeting. I walk in the room, and about a day later after I meet all these people, I think, oh, my gosh, this is as good as it gets. We're being led by same thing. It's like, I mean, God. So anyway, it is amazing.
Well, all right, Johnny, I'll let you get back to your Bible study. Ed, you're the best. We appreciate both of you. Thank you so much, both, for being on these ones.
Right.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk
Thank
soon.
You. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Phyllis Schlafly's group based in St. Louis, actually, and he's out in Virginia. And Brother Johnny on ESPN 93.5. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have an offer today in our Stever program targeted at businesses. So if you're in charge, you're a manager, you're an owner. Ram Clean did 5 homes last month for residents.
Yeah.
The feedback coming back on this is like exceptional.
Excellent.
Ram Clean, Charlie Ramshaw, locally owned, locally operated, working a lot with Ashley and Amy.
Uh-huh.
But here's our deal today. If you have a business and you need some cleaning, let me cover you.
There you go.
I'll give you $500 and maybe that does it. And maybe it only costs $350. For your whole business. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's $700, you owe them $200. If it's $350, you're done. There's no credit, nothing.
You might have a lot of square footage, though. And
well, you know, whatever you have.
Right.
this $500 toward what you have, and some small businesses, $500 is going to be fine.
For sure.
So if you're interested in me paying for one-time cleaning at your business and you've never used RamClean, text me. Just text in CLEAN to 359-2255. Text in CLEAN if you're in charge of your company and you want somebody to come clean. I'll cover the first one.
Excellent.
$500 toward that.
And that ought to do it. 2255.
And you can say, hey, do the windows, do this, do that. How much is that? And they'll say $495. Say, okay, Stevie's paying it.
Excellent.
So text in CLEAN, 359-2255, if you're interested in today's Stever offer. Speaking of Stevers, it's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. How are you, my friend?
Trying to blow out the pipes there. Pardon me.
Good to hear your voice. Locally owned and operated, Good Vibes. The big game coming up, because you can't say Super Bowl.
That's
the
right.
Big game coming up. So,
and you can't say Final Four either,
yeah,
but
right.
Doggone it.
All right, so you have placed many large screen televisions in many homes. What can you tell me this morning?
Well, I can tell you that the LG OLEDs and the Sony XBRs and the Samsung QLEDs, all those guys make, you know, really great products. And all of them, especially the premium models and the bigger sizes, are knocked down, and the sales are going to end this weekend because they know that this game drives TV sales, especially around places where you've got a team that plays. I mean, in Tampa, they must be buying TVs like crazy.
Yeah.
But because nobody's going to the game, hardly. I had one fella made me order an 86 LG that I didn't even know was on our website till he pointed it out and said, I want this one.
Mm.
And so I ordered some of those. It's $16.99.
What?
And it's not one of their, it's not a Walmart model. It's a upper level, upper tier one.
Man.
They're in a truck. They're on the way. I may not be able to get that one in your house by Sunday, but with the deals are good. We sold three TVs to people last week that aren't going to take them till much later in the month, but the deals are so good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it. And boy, that ball game last night, I just want to get off topic here.
Well, I mean, it was 3 hours. It was 54 fouls called.
And do the officials think we want to watch free throws more than basketball?
I mean, let's go to the bench and check something again. I mean, the flow was crazy. It was one of those games.
It was never ending. I don't make dinner till I'm done watching the game.
You didn't eat till 11:30.
Midnight snack.
Man.
There's toothpicks holding these eyes open here this morning.
All right.
But they got it. Trent Frazier, got it. Thank you very much. Our website is gvibes.com. You push a button. It says what's on sale. I got to do a little modification because we got some new additions on that. Call me up, 351-0909, or drop by the store at 2010 Round Barn. It's spacious. We can stay far away. We all have masks, and we're all playing by the rules here. So we're a safe place to shop,
86,
whether online or in the store.
86-incher for around $1,700.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is a movie theater, man. That's big.
Yep. That
all
was
right.
Not on the sale list. I got to get it on there.
Well, yeah, and remember, even if you get it in 3 weeks, your deals are still going to be worth waiting. And
they'll be here Friday.
Oh, you're getting them Friday? I can.
Yeah, they'll be here before the weekend. It's just, can we deliver them yet?
Well, but somebody could come haul it away, I guess, if they wanted. I mean, whatever.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, you the man, gvibes.com, Steve Suderman, locally owned and operated. We love local. You the man.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thank you.
Gvibes.com.
86-inch television.
Exactly. The woman cave in my garage that
go.
I dream about.
Yeah. Okay. Stever offer is RamClean. Affordable, local. You can trust them. And I'm cleaning business. If you want your business cleaned, I got you. Just text in CLEAN or RamClean to let me know your interest, and we'll pick somebody. 359-2255. If you would like to be considered for me cleaning your business on a one-timer, you've never used RamClean.
Sounds good.
They're really, really good. I'm excited about them. 7:58.
RamClean. They'll clean homes. They'll clean businesses. They'll clean construction sites. They offer disinfectant for COVID-19, and they're local. As one of the fastest growing cleaning companies in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois, RamClean has a team of highly trained professionals who will clean your home or office quickly and efficiently. And they're affordable. If you've got a space that needs cleaned, call RamClean. 217-693-4963. Or go to RamClean.com for details.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
You're listening to WS.